Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
This podcast is based on the book, Aim for the Heart, and you can find out more info about this book by visiting tommatthews.com, Tom Matthews with one T. My name is Lauren Ferry, and I will be your podcast host for this series, where we are exploring powerful lessons about leadership and what it means to build great teams as a way of celebrating the 10th anniversary of Aim for the Heart being published. So I'm here again with Tom Matthews, and today we are talking about the importance of building relationships of trust. So Tom, this is the very first leadership lesson in your book. Why this topic?
Well, as I said in the book, you know, life moves pretty fast, but in the end, it's all about our faith and our family and the relationships we formed along the way. And so in comparison, nothing else comes close to these three things. And I remember as we started our company, we had a philosophy called respect people, make money, and have fun. And we discovered you could get one of those anywhere. And you could get two of those a few places. But it was very difficult to get all three, to find some place where people were really respected, there was really money to be made, and you could actually have fun. And so, you know, when I think about leading by the heart, I think about a whole lot of things. And you know, the business that I'm in is a people business. But I really think everybody's in a people business. You know, ours is financial, but other people's is whatever their industry is. And so you've got to care. You've got to set these goals we've been talking about. And then you've got to really walk the talk. You know, there's nothing more relevant or more satisfying than building relationships of trust. And when people trust you, they're putting their career, they're putting their future in your hands, and they're counting on you to take them someplace they wouldn't go alone. And so, as I mentioned in my book, I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I went to St. X High School and went to Xavier. And having a Jesuit education taught me so much about what life's all about. And it wasn't just going to school just for the education part of it. But what I remember the most about my college years is all the relationships I built, you know, all the people that I met. And one of my favorite people I met was Father Graham. I had the opportunity to serve on their board, and it was so interesting to get to meet him. And he's been a Jesuit for his whole life. Mm-hmm. And he was writing in the Xavier magazine one time about a story that I recount in my book. He went to the Athletic Hall of Fame induction. And, you know, Xavier's had a pretty good basketball team. Now, over the last 10 years, they've become kind of an institution in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. But back 10 years ago, they were just getting in a few times. And they made the Elite Eight the year before and came within just a few points of making the Final Four. And so he went to this Athletic Hall of Fame induction, and he was very excited. And when he got there, I think the best way I could tell you this is just to read you what he said. He said, "What was surprising to us in attendance, however, was how little each of the inductees spoke about sports. Instead, they talked about what they remembered most about their classmates, and especially about their teammates." He said they talked about the example their parents set for them and how they couldn't possibly achieve what they have achieved, let alone be where they are today, absent the interest that so many others took in them. They reminded us all, and reminded us vividly, that not one of us ever accomplishes anything on our own. And for all of us that are webbed more deeply into a world of relationships than we can ever imagine, and he said, and that's a good thing to be reminded of, because it poses an important question. Who is there around me right now, and who might I influence for the better? And I think when somebody trusts you, you get a chance to influence them for the better, because they're not only is their mind open, but their heart's open. Right. And they're trusting you, and you get a chance to help them to move forward.
Right. So what you're really saying about that is that relationships of trust often can be a major factor to success.
Well, I wish you could just be by yourself and be successful, but for most people, you mm-hmm. can't.
Right.
You know, you need others. You need the influence of others. You need the help of others. Sometimes you need the leadership of others. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need the backing of others. So there's all kinds of ways that you've got to have people interacted with you. Mm-hmm. And it kind of comes down to like what Ken Blanchard said, you know, the author of Chicken Soup. Mm-hmm. He said in his book, The Servant Leader, We all need truth tellers in our lives. Somebody that you have a trusted relationship with that can provide you with the greatest opportunity to stay positive and stay focused and to grow. You know, for instance, in our company, we get out there and, you know, business is challenging sometimes. Sometimes you have bad days. But one of the things I'm so fond of with our company is that we've created a culture that focuses on opportunity instead of obstacles. And so when somebody trusts you, you can also help to shape what they're looking at, what they focus on, mm-hmm. and that can help them become successful like they could without stepping in all the potholes of the business they're in.
Right. So what would you say for, you know, people really in any industry, how do they, you know, have that kind of an opportunity? How do they, you know, start to build relationships of trust and you know, really start to head towards ultimate success?
Well, just about everybody who's successful would tell you that they had some kind of a mentor or some kind of a coach
right.
in that endeavor that helped them to get there. And when you find someone like that, you know, it's a pretty simple principle. If you want to be successful, mm-hmm. find someone who's doing what you want to do successfully and copy them. Well, one of the greatest ways to copy them is to go into business with them or somehow get in alignment with them where you can now be with them on a regular basis. And these days, with all this powerful technology, it doesn't have to be in person. You could be with them on a webinar or on a conference call or see them a few times a year or be with them on a TV show or,
right.
or some kind of a way of communicating. But if they're doing what success demands is done in your business, and then you do it like they do it. Now, I've always said in sports, you know, I grew up in an era where Joe Montana was known as one of the best quarterbacks.
Right.
And I always said, if you could stand next to Joe Montana and you could throw it just like he did and held the ball the same way and had that quick release and all those things, well, then you'd have a chance. And if you could get around him and you could learn how to think like he thinks and maybe hear a few stories about what it was like to be in a Super Bowl or two or three or four and what it's like to win those and what it's like to almost not win them and some of those kind of things, then you start to build. But if you have a relationship with trust with that person, then you're much more connected and it's much deeper. And then the message becomes easier to transfer and easier to hold on to.
Right.
It's like the difference between motivation and inspiration. Motivation comes from the outside in. That's like what a football coach gives you at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same words he said to you before the game, but because it's motivation, it's from the outside in, you might have forgot. So at halftime, it's not just a break to take a rest. It's a break to get re-reminded of what you're motivated about.
Right.
But if you're inspired, that comes from the inside out. And that lasts for as long as it takes to get the job done, maybe forever. And so when you're inspired about something and you get in a relationship of trust with somebody, well, then you just feel like you're connected and you've got everything you need to become successful. And just one ingredient has to be added, and that's hard work. once you trust somebody and they're in a position where they know what you need to do next, and they communicate that to you, then you go apply the hard work to it and the effort, and then watch what happens.
Right. So those people you are talking about would be truth tellers, as you said, Ken said.
Well, yeah, somebody who's an expert at what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
You know, there's very few things that are brand new. Almost everything that somebody's trying to accomplish is something somebody else has done before you,
right.
At least in a similar way that you could maybe pattern what you're doing after some of the success things. And as I always say, success leaves clues, and successful leaders leave successful leadership clues. And so if they build a relationship of trust with you and you build a relationship of trust with them, you're connected at such a deeper level that you really have a great chance of winning when
yeah.
you apply the hard effort.
Yeah, I think that's something that definitely can be applied to many people's lives in many different areas, really. But if you do not have a copy of Aim for the Heart, just go to tommatthews.com for more information. And if you found this episode valuable today, please visit iTunes and leave a review. You can get there quickly by going to tommatthews.com/review. Again, that's Matthews with one T. And we hope that you'll join us next week for episode 3, Develop a Hunger for Learning. That's next week's topic. So we thank you for listening. Thank you again, Tom, for being here. And we look forward to you all as listeners joining us again next time.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.